preparation for the times that are here, for Jesus is coming soon. King of the mountain, he who rules the Temple Mount rules the world. The end time, epic and eternal battle for the souls of men. Your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries are going to put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and all those who order it this week will receive that autographed copy. After this week, no, won't be able to do it. So if that's important to you, if you value an autographed book, then you'll be able to get it by ordering this week. Don't delay. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, get it on our website, saveus.org, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255, at $4 for postage and handling. Now, day after day, we're seeking to prepare the way of the Lord, seeking to encourage and to strengthen and to exhort for these times that we're in, so that you will be strong and, having done all to stand, will be able to stand, having your mind, having your loins girt about with truth. Would you become a partner with us? Please. Go before the Lord, ask what he would have you to give, and send your generous gift to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Pray for Israel, the peace of Jerusalem, and for our own leadership, that we will humble ourselves before God.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean, who's an amazing young man. He's good enough to be willing to come on with us on short notice today, our regularly scheduled guest. I wasn't able to make it, and so Bradley agreed to come on. And Bradley certainly has a background of having, well, lived in the world, and certainly all the problems that young people have, he had them all, coming from a broken home. He has a wonderful, a comic book, and put together. I just finished reading it. We just got it today. I read it through, and it gives you the background, of course, his struggle to eventually come to be a Christian and turn his life around and give his life to the Lord. And really, as we look and see what's going on in the world today, this is the only hope for any of us. And some of us takes longer than others. But the important thing is that if you're out there in the audience, you do have a personal relationship with our Lord. It's not the church you go to. It's about your certainly relationship. Going to a church, if you can find one, is wonderful. If you can find a minister that'll preach the gospel, that is wonderful. Wonderful. Unfortunately, other powerful forces working within the Christian church today that seem to be more interested in prosperity, seem to be more interested in changing our attitude towards the world rather than bringing us into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in a battle today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Bradley's on the front lines of this battle with his programs. He certainly goes around, talks to young people in high schools, try to bring them into a realization of what's going on. And because, of course, he certainly has long hair, and because he's a drummer, and he certainly understands what they're going through, he's able to connect with so many of these young people. Bradley, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Stan. I appreciate it.
What are we going to talk about tonight? What is on your heart?
Well, one of the things that I talk about in public schools when I do high school assemblies, I've done 342 of them in 22 different states, as well as I've done colleges, tea parties. I'm on the radio as well. I also do churches, youth groups, prisons, you name it, I've done it. I got the hat and the T-shirt, Stan. So one of the things I'd like to talk about is the abortion industry and how they're trying to minimize really what it is. It's murder. And when we look in Scripture, we can clearly see that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And it's also God that said, our Father God, that also said that thou shalt not kill. And what they're teaching young people in public schools today is go ahead and kill. And instead of calling it for what it is, murder, now they're calling it choice. They teach them how to commit the crime. After they teach them how to commit the crime, then they want to kill the fruit of their crime. And it's a money-making business. It's a bureaucracy, and it's out of control. And so if I could take some time to just kind of highlight that topic, I think it would be great for the listeners to get a little different perspective as to what abortion really is about.
Well, I think it's an important issue, and it is part of a much larger movement, and really it's all about population control.
That's right.
They're not concerned about the child. They're not concerned that they're killing a child, and they know they're killing a child, but there's an intense hatred of humanity. You go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that, because when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, once again, here's a man that's a self-proclaimed Christian, and it's the furthest thing from the truth. The Bible says that we're to honor or to judge a man. I'm sorry, judge a man by his fruit, as to what he says. And it's interesting that this administration has advocated him personally. Barack Hussein Obama has personally advocated the murder of a child over 244 times. He didn't stop there. He wanted to make sure that as well, that if the baby came out of the womb alive, he wanted to make sure that there's a second doctor in the abortion clinic to make sure the baby was snuffed out.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freestrikeeye.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freestrikeeye.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freestrikeeye.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freestrikeeye.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freestrikeeye.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freestrikeeye.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is darkness, Dan, and certainly Bradley is pointing out that certainly, you know, it, here in America, why, of course, we're very concerned about the environment, and it is illegal. You can get into real trouble or have a fine if you were to destroy an eagle egg. Admittedly, destroying an eagle egg, they are protected, but 4,000 children a day are killed in our abortion clinics. It's illegal to kill whales. If you kill a whale, why, of course, you can get into real trouble. And then we have all of these laws passed to protect the environment, but we allow them to kill unborn children. Now, where is the outcry? I mean, where is the inconsistency in this? Well, it should be obvious to everybody. At one time, there was an active effort to stop abortion, to call it what it is. It is murder. It is murder of God's creation, a helpless infant who can't defend themselves. And yet, of course, as Bradley has pointed out, when Barack Obama was a legislator in various forms, he consistently voted in favor of abortion several thousand times. But how many times did he vote?
It was 244 times.
244 times. Ladies and gentlemen, this is murder. Call it what you will. It is murder. It is not choice. It's not a woman's choice. It is a murder because that is not her. That is not part of her. It is a separate, unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Fearfully and wonderfully created, my friend. I had a friend. His name was Dr. D. James Kennedy. He was out of Florida. He had passed away some time ago, and he had spent some time with me before he had died. And he had told me, Bradley, at one point I had a pastor's conference at Coral Ridge Ministries in Florida. And he said a pastor had come up to him, and he had said to him, he said, why is it that you have people protesting your church? And Dr. D. James Kennedy looked at this pastor, and he said to him, you mean your church doesn't get protested? My friends, Protestant has meaning. It's Protestant. And when we look at the church in America today, they have been the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in this country. D. James Kennedy, again, I had spent some time with him. He was also known, I believe he was 68 years old, when he filmed a particular TV program where he pointed his finger at the camera and he said 4,000 babies a day was his statistic are being murdered every day in this country. And he points his finger at the camera stand and he says, well, over 300,000 pulpits in this country remain silent. And it's the church's job to stand up and protest what's going on in this country concerning the unborn. It should be the safest place in the world to be, when in fact in America it's the most dangerous place to be. When you look at Hollywood, they sit there and they perpetuate crimes, fornication, sex before marriage, adultery, whatever you want, any direction you want to go. There's some of it's so debased, I don't even want to bring it up. But they teach the young people how to commit the crime, and then once the crime is committed, you have a bureaucracy, Planned Parenthoods of the world, so on and so forth, that are right there to say, you know what, for a little money, we can take care of that baby so it's not a problem. And they want to snuff the baby out for money, and it is about money. But if I can get back to my point really quick, when we went into Arkansas, Stan, when I was doing high school assemblies, I noticed a big billboard. It was a picture of Richard Pryor. And it had a big picture of him, and there was a big quote right next to it, and said this. It said, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. Now, friends, this is sick. See, people are protesting Kentucky Fried Chicken for their cruelty to chickens, yet over 4,000 babies a day are aborted in the womb in this country. I did a high school assembly in Kabul, Missouri. highest pregnancy rate in the country, as a matter of fact, Stan. On the way to this particular school, I noticed all these billboards, mature bookstores, entertainment, gentlemen's clubs. And I noticed when I looked at all of these signs, I looked over at the bus driver and I said to him, isn't it interesting that the older generation is teaching the younger generation that before you can become a full-fledged pervert, you have to be 18 years old. And my Bible tells me that wisdom is justified by your children. The adults in this country have it completely upside down. Instead of growing up into the things of Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and powers, they're completely teaching the young people that before they can become a full-fledged pervert, they have to become 18 years old before they can go into these bookstores. Well, they have to become perverted. And when I did this particular school in Kabul, Missouri, I showed a little picture of the famous baby that stuck his hand out and grabbed the doctor's finger, advocating lifespan. And while I was advocating life, it was little Samuel Armus, Samuel Alexander Armus, who had spinal bifida. And the doctors went inside of the womb, and they were going to fix his spine. Well, in the process of doing that, little Samuel put his arm out and grabbed the doctor's finger. And when I was showing this picture to all the students, there was over 600 students right in front of me on the bleachers. The principal was so offended by the picture that where I was advocating life that he comes out in front of all of the students and he says this, Stan. He says, if this offends anybody, you can leave. One teacher and one student got up and walked out. I think people need to hear this because this is a word of encouragement that what the media is trying to throw on you is untrue. The spin doctors are trying to get you to believe that the kids think one way when in fact it's completely the opposite. Now, what happened is he walks back out, and once he's seen that the students didn't respond to the fact that they weren't offended, he said, if you're offended, you can leave. Well, he found out that they weren't offended by it. They all stayed there. And a couple minutes later, what he did is he walked back out, and he said, there's an emergency at the school, assembly over. He canceled my assembly right in the center stand for advocating life. Now, what happened after he did that, the students stand up and they start to clap and start to give me a standing ovation. I had every student out of those 600 students walk by me along with the teacher faculty, come down and apologize for their principal. See, friends, because what we're being told, Stan, is completely backward. We're told that this generation is stupefied. They are being stupefied, no question about it. But we're being told that this generation is falling for everything that's going on that the state-run media is throwing to them, hook, line, and sinker, when in fact it's just the exact opposite. And so in saying that, the church got involved in this particular situation, and they actually had emergency Bradley Dean meeting down there the same day. And in the process of that, we had state legislators show up. We had the parents show up. We had the community show up because they wanted to know what happened in the public school. And I started to go over. I started to rehash what I was talking about when the principal stopped that assembly. And the outrage from the parents and the legislators was second to none. And what happened is I got a standing ovation that night from state legislators, from the schools, from the students thanking me for coming into their school and loving on them enough and for getting in their face and fighting for them. And see, this again is what is missing from the American scope. I mean, this is what's completely blindsiding the American people. Stan, the students are not falling for this. They're not falling for it at all. The kids in the public school systems just want someone to get in there and fight for them. And speaking of the topic of abortion again, because back to Samuel Armus, because mommy and daddy said yes to life, today, Samuel is walking with leg braces. He's cognitively normal, and he loves looking for bugs. Now, back to the tragedies that take place across this country. The Minneapolis Star Tribune actually had posted an article of a girl in St. Paul here who gave birth to her baby in a laundry room. And when the baby came out, the baby was stabbed over 135 times by Nicole Beecroft. And I just asked the questions to the students. Now, who taught this young girl, 17 years old, Who taught her that it was okay to stab that baby 135 times? And then what Nicole was told, because what happened, Stan, is this young lady was sentenced to life imprisonment in the state of Minnesota here. Nicole was told that that's all she had to do was to take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. Yet in some instances, a doctor could have killed her child and would have been paid to do the same thing that she had just got done doing. And you want to talk about sheer hypocrisy. When you look at the Supreme Court of the United States of America, that if you commit double homicide, a woman and a, if she's impregnated and they kill the baby, because the bureaucracy can't make any money off it, it's considered double homicide. Now, you tell me how confused the American people are to settle down for justices, namely in the Supreme Court of the United States, that in their confusion, they blurt out the truth and they contradict themselves at every turn. As a matter of fact, guys, just to show you how far abortion has gone, in Orlando, you have Orlando's Women's Center. They're actually giving coupons to young ladies for $50 off for an abortion. Now, if we go back to the roots of the abortion industry, see, this isn't brand new business. We have known this since the 1930s. This was taking place back then. There was a lady named Margaret Sanger. She's the founder of Planned Parenthood. And again, most people have never heard this information before. But this is what Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said. She said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. Now, I think it's also interesting, Stan, listeners, that we're told that the blacks stand behind Barack Hussein Obama. Well, I have a lot of black preacher friends, and I just want to shed some light on that situation. That is untrue. The black communities are wide awake to Barack Hussein Obama. We've also been told that the Hispanic communities are standing behind Barack Hussein Obama. That is also untrue because they have awakened to the fact that Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and their greatest advocate, Barack Hussein Obama, are there really to snuff out their population. But I didn't say that. Margaret Sanger said that. She said, on blacks, immigrants, and indigents, she said, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning. She goes on, human beings who should have never been born.
Well, Chris, unfortunately, Margaret Sanger had a tremendous impact on our society today and what is being taught in our schools, and one day there's going to be a terrible price to pay.
While the storm clouds gather.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Bradley Dean, and he's simply talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, who consistently votes certainly in favor of abortion. Of course, she's told people that she really is ashamed of our Constitution. She doesn't believe in the Constitution. So what is she being doing in the Supreme Court? Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that they pack the Supreme Court, and they do this in such a manner that we almost think that we're going to get honest decisions. We do not get honest decisions out of the Supreme Court, and basically they put people on there who have a political agenda, who do not even believe in the Constitution, but they give you the impression they do. We are being manipulated as a nation, and suddenly the Constitution is the only foundation upon which suddenly our country rests. Certainly, Bradley has quoted President Jackson, Andrew Jackson, who said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and that's absolutely right. And when you have Supreme Court justices who do not believe in that, whether it be certainly a Democrat like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or a Republican like Justice Roberts, who consistently does the wrong thing, why, of course, you have to understand that the whole idea of separation of powers, executive, judicial, legislative, has been aborted. The whole situation today is that there's a small group of people who run both political parties. They have an agenda, but they want to certainly maintain this facade that we have a constitution. That constitution has certainly been subjugated to the will of what I call the ruling elite or the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's about time we took America back. Bradley, go right ahead.
Amen. You know, it's also interesting, those black-robed tyrants in many cases, it's interesting that when you look above the Supreme Court chambers on the outside of the building, you have Moses holding two tablets with the Ten Commandments in his hand, the moral law. And it says right under him, my friends, it says, justice is the guardian of liberty. And what we see is we see injustice on a consistent basis coming out of the Justice Department. And this is where the American people need to rise up and protest, stand their ground. These representatives, they work for us. We do not work for them. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, not the other way around.
And, you know, if you go into the building, actually right where the Supreme Court justices sit, I've been there, and you look up above them, certainly at the very top of the room, there is a marble facade there, and that is a replica of the Ten Commandments, the Ten Commandments of God. If you go into the doors, basically the Ten Commandments are printed on the doors of the chamber where the Supreme Court just sits, And yet, of course, its Ten Commandments could not be specifically taught or even mentioned in our schools. Why? Because there's a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen, a conspiracy by people who hate God, and they're holding the positions of power in Washington, D.C. today. Go right ahead, Bradley.
It's also interesting to note as well, a famous preacher said, "He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back." And if you want to see the destruction of a country, you just keep sitting back, America, and allowing this kind of tyrannical action to take place, because pretty soon they're going to snuff out so many babies where there's just going to be no more population. Oh, wait a second. That's what it's always been about. Now, if I can go back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg really quick, she's the one, again, that said, frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. See, but what they do is they justify abortion, again, through a lie. 1% is rape or incest. I said 1%. 6% of abortions that take place, potential health problems or mother or child, for the mother or the child. 93% of all the abortions that take place in this country are for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient. Now, just think if they told the American people that was the ratio of abortions taking place. Well, the American people would stand down and, or stand up and say, no way, we're not going to have that. Matter of fact, if I can go back to the high school assemblies that I do across the country, I remember in one particular school that we did in Kansas, a girl was wearing a shirt saying, "You're not going to kill off my generation." So it's the younger people that are standing up today and saying, no more, we've had enough of this. From 1973 to 2013, the population that has been eradicated under the guise of choice is 18 states have been aborted. That's how many little ones are gone now in our country because the American people have stood down.
It's almost 600 million, almost 60 million. Go right ahead.
That's incredible. You know, and then we see these women who have the audacity to call for their little signs when they protest. We have those that advocate the murder of innocent babies out there protesting, and they have signs that say, "Stop the war on women." They have the audacity to say, "Stop the war on women." And I got a couple analogies I'd like to throw at you as well.
Okay, well, we're going to have to wait until we get to this break. Our guest, of course, is Bradley Dean, and this is such an important subject. We should talk about it more. We'll be back in just a moment with Bradley.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something it is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bradley simply talking about the fact that it's not uncommon for the child to be born alive and then put up on a shelf for 3 or 4 hours and allowed to die, or put into a paper bag and or a plastic bag, and they'll put it out in the back there in the trash. And, of course, many times the bags are actually broken open by the child struggling for air. And we're talking about what really goes on in our world today, and basically there's going to be a terrible price to pay. Suddenly, I'm going to ask Bradley to tell you how to get hold of the comic book he's put together. It's very well done, but he has a number of quotations there that are certainly among my favorites. One of them certainly comes from quotation, something was said suddenly by Thomas Jefferson, who said, "God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when the conviction has been removed that these liberties are the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever." And I hope every one of you out there in the audience will remember that. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And I really fear that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. And if you're not certainly speaking out, if you're not involved in this struggle for the survival of human life and for God's word, why, of course, then you will have nobody to blame but yourself, because I think terrible things are impending here in this country. But you go right ahead, Bradley.
This was one of the analogies that I wanted to give. There's a teenage girl, she's pregnant, she's not married, her fiancé is not the father of the baby, and he's very upset. When asking my friends at tea parties, I would ask the question, would you recommend an abortion? And if you would have, you would have recommended the murder of Jesus Christ. There's also stories told of Ethel Waters, the famous black gospel singer. They could have aborted her. They could have aborted a Beethoven. They could have aborted a John Wesley. A matter of fact, Stan, I did a high school assembly program in Fargo, North Dakota. Must have been 1,000 kids at this particular school. Out of the 342 high schools that I've done across the country, I've had one student, just one, come up to me and say, "Bradley, I just wanted you to know that I have a serious problem with the topic of abortion." And I answered her debate really quick, and I said to her, "Well, it's a good thing your mom didn't." And I said, one student out of 342 high schools had a problem with the topic of abortion. You know, what's also interesting, too, is when you begin to show the students infanticide, some people may say, "Well, why would you go and show them that?" Well, because that's what they're advocating. And it's interesting, those that advocate abortion, they don't want the students to see what an abortion is. So once you begin to show the students what it is, P.S., most students don't even know what they are. So when you show them a picture of a baby that's aborted, and I'm sad to even say that I have to do that at times, but once you show the pictures to the students will look at you like, "Well, what is that?" And once you tell them this is an abortion, you ask them after the assembly what they thought of abortion. Stan, they will say to me, "I didn't know that that's what an abortion was. I was just told that it was a fetus." You know, I like that when the president says, you know, "They're just fetuses." Well, what are you? You're a grown-up fetus, just like I'm a grown-up fetus. And it's interesting, again, when you bring it back to the students, you show them infanticide, you show them how they're actually aborting the babies. The students are not for an abortion. They just don't know what it is. They're told one thing, And it's interesting how the abortion industry will cover up the actual murder of the baby. They don't want the students to see the baby. And again, when they do see the baby, stand, the kids stand up, the students stand up, the college students stand up, and they say, you know what, this is murder. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no getting around this one. So here we are, and how many babies have been aborted since 1973? I believe it's equivalent to 18 states. I believe that is 3 New York cities, and that is a whole lot of people that are now gone. And when you begin to look at the numbers that have been eradicated in the name of choice, you had brought up the point that this is about population control. Stan, I'm going to hand it over to you because you know what, sir? There is no getting around it. That's exactly what this is about. We're missing 57 million people in our country today under the guise of choice.
Well, there's no question. And basically, of course, what most Americans don't know is that your tax money is sent to International Planned Parenthood, and International Planned Parenthood funds a significant part of the one-child policy that they have in China, where they've aborted 400 million children. And basically, International Planned Parenthood, funded with your tax money, funds a significant part of the money that is spent to have the abortion program in India, where they've killed 400 million children. And the same thing holds true in Russia, going back to the beginning of the last century, why they've killed about 400 million children there. That's 1.2 billion children in those three countries alone, almost 60 million children here. We never talk about this sort of thing. Abortion is a statistic. But everyone is a unique individual, a unique human being made in the image of God and likeness of God. And we're not even talking about all the abortions we pay for, certainly in Africa and in South America. But go right ahead.
Well, again, Stan, I think that the importance here is the fact that once we begin to show the kids what this is about, because for those that did not know, they're teaching kids in public schools right now, again, doing 342 high schools that I've done across the country. They're teaching kids that this is normal behavior, this advocating of abortion. And what we need to do is make them understand. Matter of fact, when we begin to look at the opposition that we've got in high schools across the country, and let me tell you, we get a lot of it. It's not just coming from the homosexual communities. It's also coming from the abortion communities. And we've also noticed in public schools, it's not the students that have the problem with the information that we're sharing with them. It's the teachers that have a problem with what we're teaching the students. Because what we're doing is we're giving them facts. We're not giving them opinion in any sense of the word. So I would suggest to the people that are listening tonight, you might want to look at what's going on in the school curriculums concerning International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind, and or Common Core, which is confusion within itself. As a matter of fact, if I could give you a couple highlights as to some of the things that they're talking about in public schools today through International Baccalaureate, which was contrived in 1968, and it's a global educational scheme. Here are some of the topics that they're teaching students in public schools today. Earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception and reproductive health, legal abortion is what they're trying to advocate and normalize, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, and setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed.
And, of course, basically they will be stressing very strongly the importance of animals and certainly of eagles' eggs and certainly of fish and certainly trying to preserve the animal life. And yet, of course, they're openly advocating killing unborn children, and they are unborn children. We have one caller, and I have to take it because it happens to be my Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment to make, and I just really so appreciate Bradley's program tonight because I wanted to tell a story about when I was 5 months pregnant. I was standing in the doorway of a friend's home at Thanksgiving, and I saw she was pulling out a drawer underneath her oven, and I saw that as she was pulling it out that she was going to drop one of the pans And because I saw what she was going to do, when it fell, I did not react. But my son, who was 5 months in my womb, did. And he jumped. He heard it. And I could feel him leap inside me because he heard what was going on. This was not a piece of flesh. This was not something that wasn't living. This was a human being living inside of me. And I just want people to know that what, if you're pregnant, what you're carrying is a human being.
And he actually heard.
He heard it. Sure. He jumped. It scared him.
Sure.
And because I didn't react. If I had reacted, it might have made a difference, but I did not because I saw what was happening. But he heard it. It scared him.
Well,
he had the ability to hear and to feel and to react.
No question at all. But we are killing these unborn children, and I really fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America because of it. Go ahead, Barbara.
No, I really don't have much else to say. Just please. Just to realize that what you are carrying inside you when you're pregnant is not just some kind of a fetus or whatever they want to call it. It is a human being. It is a baby, and it will grow up to be a blessing to you if you have it.
And certainly your son is a blessing to both of us. God bless, and thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much, Barbara. Okay, go right ahead, Bradley.
Isn't it interesting we have Nancy Pelosi, talking about going to war with Syria because of the damage and the murder that's taken place over there concerning the children, only to spark a reaction from the American people to go to war with Syria, when in fact it's the same administration that the American people are standing down in the face of that are the ones that are advocating again over 3,700 to 4,000 babies a day murdered in your own country. I don't understand this. I've never understood this. You know, one of the things that I do when I do high school assemblies, again, if I can just reiterate another point, because there's so many people that talk about love all the time. And it's not love that stands down in the face of those that murder innocent babies. I'll ask the students when I do high school assemblies, A, is this love? If I see cars go over the end of a cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction and I say nothing to them, is that love? Or is it love, B, to get in the face of those that are destroying themselves or those that are destroying others? The students know which one love is. They know within themselves. Stan, when I do high school assemblies, the students are constantly saying back to me, it's like someone turned a light on to me. It's like something went off in my head. The students will come up to me and they'll say, you've crossed the line. Thank you so very much for fighting for me and my generation. These students in public schools are trying to figure out why they're being subjected to everything and they're being protected from nothing. I mean, how much trust can we put in a system or into a system that kills their own babies? That should show you the state of depravity that we are in today in this country. And people are still looking for, you know, for their prosperity. And you were talking about earlier, Stan, about how the false gospel of prosperity, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. And it's interesting that we're still looking for what we can get out of life, yet it was Jesus that said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Lay down your life, and you'll find your life. And you know what's interesting about that is, out of all the things that I do, if I can just kind of give you a detail of testimony, I'm the bus driver if I have to be. I'm a husband to one. I'm a daddy to five boys. I'm the drummer for a national band. I'm a writer for a column, 37 columns twice a week in the United States of America, starting with WND, World Net Daily. I'm also a radio show host for Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I speak to 53 countries every day, including the United States of America, except Sundays, of course. And I'm still looking for more to do because I really believe, Stan, that we can stop this. I really believe that we can win the day because of God the Father, the Christianity, and the Christ that we talk about all the time. If we go back and we study out the past, you know, men of old, they didn't talk about God. They walked with God. They seen God move because they took him at his word. And that's where the American church needs to get back to. We have to get back to the God of our fathers, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, And the American church needs to realize that God has never failed his people. And I like to say this, Stan, where has God ever failed a faithful man of God? He never has. Well, what about a body of believers? Because I don't believe that God is looking at the American people and saying, you know what, there's no hope. I do believe that we're going to pay the piper for the babies and for the things that we've allowed over the last 40 and 50 and 60 years in this country. We are going to reap what we sowed. But I also believe that there's hope, and I believe that we need to fight for our posterity like no other generation has. And if you look at who we are today, 237 years later, our forefathers fought, bled, in many cases died to give us what we have today, 237 years later. And what was the motto, Stan? The flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. And that's what we need to get back to, because I believe that we can overcome. I don't believe we're going to get out of it without paying the price. But you know what? I still believe that we have to stand up for our posterity. And if David said it in Psalm 37 that he seen the wicked growing like a green bay tree, he said he sought them out and he could not find them. They were cut off and they were no more. I believe that that's what happens to a country when the people call upon the name of the Lord and return back unto him. I believe he'll do the same thing for them. I believe he'll do the same thing for us.
And I think this is what we should work for and pray for. Amen. We're almost to the end of the program. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get in touch with your radio ministry and support you, and how they can certainly get a copy of the wonderful Sydney cartoon book that you put together. I think it has a wonderful, wonderful message.
The name of the comic book is My War. And the artist was Danny Bulinotti, who's a Christian man out of San Francisco. And he used to work for DC Comics and Marvel, so the comic book is second to none. If you'd like to order that comic book and the My War series, and by the way, the analogy that I gave earlier about being in high school and the principal stopping the high school assembly, I got this all on film. You can see how the people responded to what he did. That documentary is called My War. The comic book is called My War. And if you look at the comic book, Stan, at the very end of it, when you get it along with My War, the documentary, there's a test at the very end of the book. We talk about the Constitution, our founding documents, our founding fathers, so on and so forth. You can go to youcanruninternational.com. Youcanruninternational.com and get those two together because, again, it's great for homeschoolers and it's live stuff. You can see what it takes to be on the front lines today across the country. And so saying that again, it's youcanruninternational.com. I'm also on the radio 6 days a week, several affiliates in the United States of America and in 52 countries besides America. And that is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And is there a telephone number for people who do not have access to the computer?
Yeah, yes, you can. You can call 320-274-8400. 320-274-8400.
Okay, Ford, and that's 320-274-8400. Our guest has been Bradley Dean. We'll be back here in just a moment, but heed what he's saying, and Sydney, he's on the front lines of this battle doing a wonderful job. We need to reach people. We need to get them to think. People said they don't understand that we're killing unborn children, and basically every one of those lives is important. And I'll tell you, they're a lot more important than eagle eggs. They're a lot more important than whales. These are simply children made in the image and likeness of God. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan and Sidney Bradley is simply saying that the Lord has never failed him, and if you give yourself to him, he will not fail you. Bradley, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us this evening. We'll look forward to having you on with us again real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stan.
Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoy the program with Bradley. He's a brilliant young man. He's having a tremendous impact. And certainly I wish when I'd been his age, I certainly was as articulate and capable as he is. But this is really what's so encouraging to me, to know that Bradley and others are out there, young people filled with the Holy Spirit, who are there certainly proclaiming what I've been proclaiming for 50 years. And certainly when I'm not here, he's going to be here reaching people. And we want to do everything we can to support him and encourage people to follow his ministry. His name is Bradley Dean, and certainly the Sons of Liberty. The Sons of Liberty. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience, if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to remember it by a mnemonic, it's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war. Certainly we are at war with this virus that has been actually released. It's a man-made virus. If you haven't gotten my work on the AIDS epidemic, I wrote a book. It was called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And although in the book, I did not tell you how they created the virus. In fact, I didn't even understand population control when I wrote the book. But I knew that we were not doing what was logical to stop a disease that was going to kill tens of millions of people. And right now, they estimate between 30 and 40 million people are dead, another 30 or 40 million people infected. We've certainly lost over almost 600,000 here in America, another million to a million and a half infected, all totally unnecessary. It's all about population control. And certainly you need to get our 4-CD set on population control. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or Population Control, the Secret Agenda. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, or the Population Control, the Secret Agenda. And then we, of course, have a 4-tape set on a CD set on population control. And then, of course, you need to read my treatise. It's up on the internet. Population Control Agenda. You can get it off my website, Population Control Agenda. If you get anything from my ministry, ask for a free copy. We'll be glad to send it to you. You need to read it because it's certainly one of the best things written out there. It needs to be updated. I wrote it well over a decade ago, but the information is valid. It takes you into the Georgia Guidestones and into the sinister forces working behind the scenes, intent upon eliminating the vast majority of the people in the world today. And basically, of course, we simply give you the quotations and where you can actually find them when people talk like Jacques Cousteau. I mean, Jacques Cousteau used to swim with the fishes and the dolphins, and Jacques Cousteau is in the writing in there, or quoted in the November 1991 UNESCO Courier, said, you know, there's too many people in the world. We're going to have to remove 350,000 people a day. 350,000 people a day, a terrible thing to say, but it has to be said. Those are his words, not mine. But you're never going to hear them quoted in the mainline media, because the mainline media is controlled, and the last thing they want you to know is that there is a plan to kill off most of the people in the world. It's being implemented at the present time. They're creating new diseases. They're encouraging homosexuality. Why? Because homosexuals don't reproduce, and because they die young, and so many of the women will get cancer. They're suppressing treatments for cancer. We're dealing with organized evil, ladies and gentlemen. Organized evil. Our number is 1-800-544-8937. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be illusion, going to be reality, not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Gordon Klingenschmidt. And I've had Gordon on before. He was actually a chaplain in the military. He'd been an officer, and then he went on and became a chaplain. And but, of course, he gave up his position by being willing to take a controversial position. He forfeited his military pension because, of course, he wanted to do what was right. And Gordon is something we've had on in the past talking about what's going on. But tonight we're going to be talking about Syria, aren't we? Gordon, what are we going to be getting into?
Hello, Dr. Stan, and God bless you, sir, and God bless your listeners today in Jesus' name. As a former Navy chaplain, I can talk a little bit about the shooting at the Washington Navy Yard, and I can talk a little bit about the Syria issue, and whether or not the Obama administration is now using a false pretext to threaten war against Syria, and any other religious liberty issues that you've heard about in the news. I'm probably familiar with those because we have our own TV show and we report many of the same stories that your audience already is familiar with.
Well, you know, Chris, I think that this issue of Syria is so vitally important. Basically, of course, it's very obvious that they want a war with Syria. And basically, of course, they've been sort of put into an embarrassing position as far as that's concerned. But I think that they're going to find some vehicle, certainly for to just get rid of the current government over there in Syria. Because, of course, basically, why, of course, they are funding, we are funding, our tax money is funding the so-called Free Syrian Army. These are mercenaries. We are sending mercenaries into a sovereign country to overthrow the government, and we're paying for it with our tax money, and certainly we're arming, and we're training, and certainly we're financing these mercenaries who are killing people. There are over 100,000 dead Syrians, and they would not be dead if it weren't for the fact that we are funding the mercenary army that is attacking Syria. And certainly we were instrumental in overthrowing Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. Why don't we simply leave these countries alone? Well, very simply, for the same reason that we today have certainly our troops stationed in 130 nations, and between 800 and 1,000 foreign military bases. The real function of the American military and American government is to bring about a one-world government. We're not defending America. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, the prophesied world government that we read about in the Bible. And the average individual never hears about it because the media is controlled and not going to tell them the truth. Gordon, I want your take on what's going on in Syria, where this is going, and how it's going to end up.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. This is yet another example of the failed foreign policy of the Obama administration. And Hillary Clinton was the major architect of this when she was Secretary of State, to weaponize al-Qaeda, to weaponize the Muslim Brotherhood terrorists, the same terrorists who have an affinity for terrorism, and they have repeatedly attacked Israel, our closest ally in the region, the same people who threaten America and want to wipe out America and wipe Israel off the map of history. Iran has traditionally backed the Syrian government, and of course the Assad regime is not much better than the Muslim Brotherhood, but at least they protect the Christians who live in Syria. They're more of a secular government. But sadly, President Obama's agenda is to arm fundamentalist Islam to throw out secular governments. He did this in Egypt. He did this in Libya. And now they're trying to do it in Syria.
But they're arming the people who are killing the Christians. This is what doesn't make sense. And where is the outcry from the Christian church? And it's deafening in its silence. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Gordon in Sydney is talking about the fact that even the New York Times has actually published some articles that make it very, very clear that the CIA has been arming the revolutionaries there in Syria for 2 years. We've been arming the revolutionaries that have killed 100 million people, and certainly those people would be alive if we weren't arming the revolutionaries. And then, of course, basically we have a situation over there where certainly the government has said, Assad's government has said, look, we'll turn the chemical weapons over, but we're certainly not going to give up our chemical weapons as long as the United States is arming the rebels that are killing our people. If the United States will agree to stop arming the rebels, then we'll turn our chemical weapons over. But then what about, they bring up the issue of Israel. If we give up our chemical weapons, will Israel give up their weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, and nuclear? It looks to me like certainly this whole thing has certainly been put on hold, and that probably, in all probability, Syria will not give up its weapons. What are you thinking?
I think you're right. I think President Obama forced himself into a checkmate with Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. He sent Secretary of State John Kerry the bumbling gaffe that he made in his foreign policy address about Syria was, oh, let's just negotiate with the Russians, and if they agree to give up their chemical weapons, then we will not go to Congress with a demand that they vote for, you know, the bombing. Well, I think that was a political surrender to the Russians, and not only that, President Obama was acknowledging a political reality when he delayed the vote in the United States Congress, because the American people are against this war in Syria that he wants. 499-1 are the phone calls coming into Congress, according to WorldNet Daily. So liberals, conservatives, Republicans, Democrats, citizens are united against President Obama's foreign policy. And finally, he had to throw up his hands and say, well, I can't win a vote in Congress, so we'll delay the vote in Congress, and we'll just surrender to the Russians. Well, meanwhile, the Russians now are strengthening the Assad regime. The Russians are sending Spetsnaz troops in to, bolster and fight against the rebels, the same rebels that we have been funding. 100,000 people now have died in that civil war. And when you have the Russians on one side and the Americans on the other side, and all the poor Arabs in the middle receiving weapons and killing each other, it's really just adding fuel to the fire. And a lot of innocent families who just want to live in peace in Syria are getting caught in the crossfire. And we saw the pictures of that when the chemical weapons were dispersed on children, on women, on families. Those are not combatants. And there's no reason that we should be supporting the war on either side. But instead, we've strengthened the hand of the Russians. And it proves that President Obama has once again been outsmarted in his failed attempt at foreign policy.
And it's my understanding, certainly, that the Iranians now are certainly sending troops down to help Assad. We've even hear rumors about Assad moving some of the chemical weapons into both Lebanon and into Iraq. And basically, of course, Iraq is sending troops down to help Assad. So basically, of course, what we have is a much larger war. And basically, Russia is sending all sorts of sophisticated weapons there to help Assad. This thing has gone from bad to worse. And now, of course, why we're going to be getting the report. Why was President Obama so interested in launching an immediate attack on Syria before we had the United Nations report? And the United Nations certainly is going to say that there was chemical weapons used, but they're not sure who used the chemical weapons. There's no way to actually say Assad used them. How do we know that certainly these were not used by the rebels? How do we know these were not used by the CIA to justify the American attack? We've seen the same technique used over before. Where is the absolute documentation that certainly Assad used intentionally chemical weapons certainly in this suburb of Damascus? And if there's no documentation, then why was President Obama so intent upon going to war without the documentation? Why was he trying to rush it? I mean, there's so many unanswered questions. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right. And even the questions that he knows the answer to, I don't think he is being honest with the American people about. It's sad to me when President Obama thinks that al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria deserve to have weapons. And you think about his domestic policy. This is the same president who sent the Vice President Joseph Biden to Colorado, where I live, to make sure that he whipped all of the Colorado state legislatures, senators last year, to vote against our Second Amendment rights and to pass six different restrictions on gun rights here in Colorado, you know, the Western Freedom State. He doesn't think American law-abiding citizens should be able to have weapons, but these al-Qaeda terrorists overseas should receive free weapons from the CIA so they can go around killing people. He's got his priorities upside down. He doesn't understand freedom. He's the enemy of freedom here in America, but he's, I guess, also the enemy of freedom overseas.
Well, I think it's very interesting that the people of Colorado rose up in righteous indignation and threw out certainly the leader of the Senate and one other senator who voted for it. But, of course, you're still stuck with those terrible laws. Do you think you're going to be able to get rid of them and repeal them?
Yes, we are working on that. And I met this week with two Colorado state senators. In fact, I worked personally in Colorado Springs on the campaign to recall Senate President John Morse, the Democrat, who passed all of these gun-grabbing bills but incurred the wrath of the Colorado people, the citizens of Colorado, including many Democrats. In a heavily Democrat district in Colorado Springs, not only signed a petition to recall their own candidate from the Senate, but also to instate Bernie Herpin, who's a humble Republican, the president of the Pikes Peak Firearm Coalition, a lifelong NRA member and a pro-Second Amendment candidate, is now the first Republican representative from that district, and also another senator from Pueblo. Angela Jaron was recalled, and they sent a Republican, George Rivera, when they had never in history had Pueblo ever sent a Republican to the state Senate. I worked on those campaigns. I spoke in Pueblo, and I did block walking here in Colorado Springs. We got petition signatures on the ballot. We donated a little bit to the campaign. We worked the phone banks on election night. And we helped elect a godly man, and I pray that he lives up to the hopes and dreams. If we could recall one more senator anywhere else in Colorado, then we can return a Republican Senate to the legislature. Of course, the next elections are in 2014, and I think the Colorado voters are angry. They want to rebuke the president who sent Joseph Biden here. They want to defend our Second Amendment rights. There's an initiative now to recall, a ballot petition initiative to reverse all six of the laws that they passed against our Second Amendment rights. And the people are fed up with this, and I think they're going to incur the wrath of the voters in 2014.
I think that is wonderful, Gordon, and I appreciate everything you're doing. I wish I could be there to help you, but unfortunately, as a resident of California, it's pretty hard to get back. But I'm just so encouraged, not only that you, but a number of other people were willing to take the time and the effort, and certainly without a sophisticated organization, were able to counter the power put forward by these people of great wealth. I understand that Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, put up $300,000 or $400,000 to influence legislation in Colorado. Why would the mayor of New York want to do that? Because they want to disarm the American people. That's what it's really all about. They're not interested in crime or shooting or children. They want to take away our guns because it's all about control. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree very much. And we were outspent 8-1 here. Millions of dollars came in, including, like you said, $350,000 from Mayor Bloomberg himself. And various anti-gun groups were running national campaigns and running national telephone switchboards to harass the citizens of Colorado Springs. From people, they got calls from Alaska. They got calls from New York. You know, all kinds of liberals were calling Colorado to try and interfere in our local politics. But the local people saw through that. They rose up together against the outside money, and they rejected the gun-grabbing politics of John Morris. Now we have a new Senate president, thank God, and hopefully soon we'll be able to reverse all the damage that's been done.
All right, fine. Well, I think that really there are a lot of things really that are very optimistic. One of the big, most optimistic things to me was the fact that suddenly there was so little support for the war with Syria. And basically, well, call it what you will, it was a war. We were going to actually launch cruise missiles and bombs on Syria. That's an act of war. I don't care what you call it. Oh, it's only going to be short. It's only going to be a little bit of it. You don't have a little bit of war. It's sort of like just a little bit of death. When you have death, you're dead. And when you have a war, you have a war. And the fact that this the president, with all of the support of the mass media, saying suddenly that, oh my goodness, we had to be concerned about the children and 1,424 people or something like that, killed by those wicked, certainly, by the as a result, certainly, of the use of chemical weapons, and the American people wouldn't buy it, and he couldn't get, Obama couldn't get the support, certainly, of the United Nations. He couldn't get the support of the European Union. He couldn't get the support of the Arab League. Even Saudi Arabia certainly wouldn't come out and support him openly, and as a result, he had to back down. I thought that was one of the most encouraging things I've seen in a long time, mainly because the American people saw through all of the propaganda put out by the controlled media, and they wouldn't buy it.
Well, you're right, and it makes the president as if he didn't have enough political trouble at home and makes him appear as a hypocrite of sorts, because here's the guy who ran for election in 2008 on the promise that he would not be George Bush, that he would not go in and wage a preemptive war on the false pretext of weapons of mass destruction. And here he is in 2013 doing exactly what he campaigned that he would never do. And here he won the Nobel Peace Prize on the promise of hope. You know, he didn't do anything to win that prize, but on the promise that he would, arise up with the American people and never again go and repeat the mistakes of the previous administration. Well, maybe he's doing exactly what he said he would never do.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I think the Nobel Peace Prize is as phony as a $3 bill.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess he's Gordon Klingensmith, and he was just expressing his concern about what happened with the shooting there in the government building, where, of course, it was a gun-free building. You couldn't bring a gun in, and so there were no guns there to protect the people. Once, of course, the shooter was there, where it took a long time to unseat him, but if somebody had been there with a gun, he never would have been able to kill all those people any more than there'd been somebody at the Sandy Hook School. Why all those 20 or 23 children would not be dead today. Allow people to have weapons to defend themselves. Go right ahead, Gordon.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm a former Navy chaplain, and I weep and I care deeply for the victims of that senseless shooting. The shooter, reportedly Aaron Alexis, was a practicing Buddhist, and they interviewed some of his congregants this week and said, oh, yeah, he came to our Buddhist temple, and he was doing the chants even better than some of the Thai people. But I wonder, they say Buddhism is a nonviolent religion, and yet if you look into it a little deeper, some of the Buddhist chants that they do are to the god of war, Kali, who, you have a mantra of destruction of your enemies. This man was reportedly hearing voices. And I wonder, when did he begin hearing voices? Was it after the demons entered him, or was it before the demons entered him? Either way, it seemed like he was cooperating with these voices that were guiding him to conduct violence. And this is not the first time he was involved in a shooting. He also shot the tires out of some of his enemies in Seattle, Washington a few years ago. He was arrested for that. He also shot the ceiling of his apartment and the floor of the people who lived above him in Fort Worth, Texas a few years ago, and he was arrested for that. I think, you should have your Second Amendment or gun rights taken away if you're convicted by a court of a felony, as apparently this guy had been twice, but not if you just have post-traumatic stress disorder or mental health, you know, anxiety. A lot of our veterans are coming back from the war, and they deserve to have their Second Amendment rights because they fought for those rights on foreign battlefield. They defended the Constitution, and they should not have their Second Amendment rights taken away from them just on the suspicion. It really requires a court order or a court conviction for somebody to have that drastic step taken away.
I certainly concur. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a comment, certainly either on the situation in Syria or certainly in this recent shooting, I would love to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And you can almost hear the calls now. Oh, we've got to take the guns away from people. We've got to have something more monitoring of people to make sure they don't have guns. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the overall incidence of gun violence in this country, it's going down. You're not hearing about that because they focus your attention on the shootings that occur. But the tragedy, the good thing is the incidence of the use of guns, of violence is decreasing in this country. But there are those who want to disarm the American people, and they're not concerned about the children any more than Nancy Pelosi, who consistently votes for abortion, is concerned about the children who have been killed over there in Syria. They play on our heartstrings because they have an agenda, and that is power. And they want to disarm the American people. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Gordon.
Well, today, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, again, was using this tragedy for her own political advantage, out there saying we need the Congress to toughen the gun laws nationwide. But apparently she's never read the Harvard study that says the more restrictive gun laws you have, the more crime you have, because only the criminals are the ones who disobey the law. And when law-abiding citizens cannot defend themselves, it increases crime. So apparently the Democrats are in favor of more crime. Just like in the Aurora, Colorado shooting in the movie theater, that was the only movie theater in town with a sticker on the window, this is a gun-free zone. Just like in Chicago, where last month, in the month of August, they had 51 homicides, and Chicago is supposedly a gun-free city. Well, how did all those homicides happen? Because the bad guys with the guns shoot the good guys who don't have the guns. We need it the other way around.
And basically, of course, what you really need, of course, is to have the people the right to keep and bear arms to protect the population. And I wish we didn't have to. But, of course, basically, they've done all sorts of things to change the moral values of our society. And if we don't have the right to protect ourselves, who will? The police can't be there for everything. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Gordon Klingensmith, and he's certainly on the front lines of this battle, having given up his position in the military to stand on principle. We've had Gordon with us before. He's a man of principle, and we need a lot more like him. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And by a sword.
Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Gordon Klingensmith, and he's simply talking about the difference between the Buddhist faith and the Muslim faith and the Christian faith. And basically, of course, pointing out certainly that we had this major military, he was a psychiatrist, he was a Muslim, and he certainly had killed a large number of people, and then apologized not for killing the Americans, but for having served in the American military. And then, of course, we have this most recent shooting carried out by a man who's a Buddhist. But, of course, there are things within the Buddhist religion that would allow this, but not in the Christian religion. Basically, we should have a sword to defend ourselves, but not to be aggressive as far as our enemies are concerned. In fact, we are to forgive our enemies and to love them. And that is the difference between Christianity and the other religions. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Gordon Klingensmith, why give us a call? Otherwise, Gordon, before we go on, I want to give you the opportunity to get out your website, tell people how they get your material, and how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Thank you, sir. Our website is prayinjesusname.org. Again, that's prayinjesusname.org. Or you can call me toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And we will, that's our prayer line, 866-OBEY-GOD. We also have a daily half-hour television show, PIJN News. That's Pray in Jesus' Name News. Or you can subscribe to our free email alerts or sign some of our petitions to defend religious liberty at our website, prayinjesusname.org.
All right, fine. And one more time, what is your telephone number?
Our telephone number is 866 Obey God.
866-866-OBEY-GOD. And we always have to give out the telephone number a couple of times because people have a difficult time getting it the first time. I know I always do. But if you're out there in the question and the front lines, have a question for Gordon Klingensmith, why give us a call? 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, where we're broadcasting from tonight is 464-8295, 464-8295. And Gordon was simply talking about the difference between the Muslim faith, the Buddhist faith, and the Christian faith. You go right ahead, Gordon.
Well, of course, Jesus taught us to forgive our enemies, to love our enemies, and in doing so, we'll heap burning coals upon their head, which is a metaphor for really a way to frustrate all those people. You return their hatred with love, and it just makes them burn up inside because they can't make you sin. And that's really the goal, I think, when people are angry with us or they try to provoke us, is, you know, they may be full of the devil, but that doesn't mean we have to be full of the devil. They may be full of anger and hatred. Listen, I get nasty emails threatening arson against my house. I get death threats on the internet. Somebody threatened a .45 caliber to me last week. And, you know, these atheist groups and the homosexual groups, they preach tolerance, but really they're full of anger and hatred. But they can't make me sin. They can't make me compromise my message. They can't make me stop loving them. And I do love even the people who disagree with me, but I will continue to tell them the truth, that God loves them, that God forgives their sins, that Jesus died on the cross to forgive their sins. And if they will repent of their sins, they can have eternal life in heaven. A very hopeful message, and yet we return their hatred with God's love.
And because doing talk radio, while you're really very vulnerable, sometimes people call in and they'll do everything they can to antagonize you on the radio. And basically, because there's always a tendency to want to get the last word in. But when you are on radio as a Christian, why, of course, you are representing God. Now, you don't really represent God, but as far as the listener is concerned, why, you profess Christian, and they want to see how a professor Christian is going to react to us in a vitriolic attack. And I'll tell you, many times it's very, very hard not to respond, certainly, with like response to what you're getting, but you can't do that. What you have to do is, it's an awesome responsibility doing talk radio, but it's not who gets the last word. It's how you present yourself to the audience out there. The person who's calling in, who's trying to antagonize you, you're not probably going to change his view. But it's the audience out there that you're trying to reach. Have you run into that, Gordon, in your ministry?
I really have. It's interesting that since we started this television show, which broadcasts now into 37 million cable TV homes every Wednesday night on the NRB network, if some of you out there get Dish Network, you can turn in and watch us every Wednesday night at 11:30 Eastern, 8:30 Pacific on the NRB network. Watch our TV show. But what we also post archives of that TV show. We've produced 140 episodes now on YouTube, and you can watch those through our website, prayinjesusname.org. What I've observed happening is the atheist group Right Wing Watch. Now, this is a communist-funded group started by Norman Lear, I guess back in the 60s, People for the American Way, to promote communism. But they're still around, and they have a branch of their organization. Their website is Right Wing Watch. What they do is they watch my TV show every day, and they take a one-minute clip, and they repost it under their own blog with their own criticism, and then they let all of their atheist haters go wild in the comments section with death threats and angry comments and defamation and slander, and all kinds of demons are manifesting among those people. Simply because I quote the scriptures, simply because I believe the word of God, simply because I'm pro-life against abortion and I'm pro-marriage against sodomy, and I'm, you know, pro-liberty against tyranny, and I'm pro-Israel against, you know, the enforcement of Islam as the national religion. But when I say those things on my show, they take them out of context, they repost them, and they go more viral and more popular among the atheists and homosexuals than even among some of the Christian communities who like my show. So it's an opportunity, I think, to minister truth to them, even though they disagree with me, even though they hate me, what they're really hating. And Jesus said, don't be afraid because they hated me first. So their hatred of Jesus Christ manifests in their hatred of me.
Well, I'm so glad you're out there on the front line. You know, really what's exciting to me, Gordon, is that everything has changed in this last decade. I mean, I've been at this for 50 years. 50 years ago, when we got started in talk radio, there certainly weren't any conservatives. I was the guy who was calling in. And then, you know, suddenly I was the opposition. In fact, it was really very interesting how I got started. Suddenly there was a fellow named Les Crane in San Francisco. He was the first talk radio host in San Francisco. Francisco. It was 1962. And basically, he was a dedicated liberal, and he would just cut everybody down. He was rude. He was crude. And he was extremely smart. And basically, he just he loved to humiliate conservatives and interrupt them. And basically, I did was, you know, I started calling him, and he was just as nasty to me as he was to anybody else. But one evening, I had very well planned exactly what I was going to say. This was probably after about a week of calls. And basically, he started his tirade on me. And basically, I didn't know quite what to do. And so I began to laugh at him. And I started, began to laugh. And then, of course, he didn't quite know what to do. I mean, he's had people cry and begged and suddenly, but nobody ever laughed at him before. And basically, after he just quieted down, I got a chance to get my information out. The producer of the program came on and said, "I want to talk to you. Don't hang up." And he said, "I want you to start calling every single day. We want somebody who can counter him." And so I became known as Dr. Chuckles, and I was the best known conservative voice in Northern California for many, many years as Dr. Chuckles. And suddenly we were there not only with Les Crane, but all the subsequent talk show hosts. And of course, then, of course, it took a long time before I had my own program. But suddenly, only in recent years now has there been this tremendous upswing in the number of people doing what you're doing, Gordon. And that is certainly using the alternative media, using YouTube, using the even the mainline media to get the word out. And there is a growing awareness out there. If we can get people away from television, if we can get them away from watching sports, to listen to programs like yours and mine, their attitude is changing, and I am guardedly optimistic. I'm seeing more people than ever before aware there's a problem and wanting to do something about it. Are you running into that?
You know, it's interesting. You kind of inspire me with that example you just gave, because I was recently invited to appear twice in the last month on MSNBC, the liberal network, to debate Obamacare. And, you know, the liberal comedians, John Fugelsang and the liberal talk show host, Ed Schultz, they're, you know, bullying, and they're trying to proclaim how Obamacare really helps 30 million people get health care insurance. But when I showed them statistically, actually, it costs 4.9 million working Americans their health care. Fewer people have health care because of Obamacare. And by the way, abortion is funded by Obamacare, so it kills children. They got real serious, and they started attacking me and attacking Jesus and attacking the Bible. And then I got all kinds of hate mail through, you know, their violent viewers are like a cult, and they'll attack anyone who disagrees with their president, who in their mind is God. I disagree. I say God is God, and the government is not God. We shouldn't bow to it as if it is our healer. God is our healer, and he can provide for us through the free market economy or through Christian charities. Christians founded hospitals, and the government has no business taking that away from Christians. And I think government ought to stay out of it, and I think private hospitals ought to be free to heal as many sick people as they can in the name of Jesus Christ. But when they disagree with that idea, they don't come out with any logic. Instead, they just call you names, and they do that. I'm hoping this turns into a series, and they bring me back many times, because it did go viral. That program that I was on went more viral on the internet than any other program they've had in the last month that I could tell.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Gordon. And basically, as there are more and more people like you out there on the front lines, and especially if you can get onto television, why, you're going to reach people, and then hopefully they're going to switch from regular mainline television to the alternative media, to YouTube, and to all the other things that are there, so they on the internet, where information is getting out now, information we never had access to before. I mean, the media, certainly, I don't know whether you're aware how tightly controlled the mainline media is, but it's been rigid. I've studied this for 50 years, and I can tell you that they've been able to convince people that black was white and white was purple, but now they're not able to do it. When Barack Hussein Obama couldn't get Sydney's support for his effort to attack Syria, and when the people didn't believe what he was saying, certainly about the origin of this gas attack and how it was obviously Assad who had done it, and that's why we had to attack immediately before the report came out from the United Nations, the fact he couldn't even get the support, certainly, of the Arab League. Why, I think that we are really making tremendous advances. I am guardedly optimistic, much more optimistic than I've been any time in the last 50 years. We're living exciting times, especially when you know the Lord.
You're right. And even Great Britain apparently would not support President Obama. Here's our closest ally. Even Israel, our next closest ally, would not support President Obama when, of course, they've been against Syria for all these years. But now they're staying out of it and they're, you know, withdrawing from any controversy. They're not going to take sides in that political war, in that civil war inside the Syrian borders. And you have Iran on one side trying to build nuclear weapons, threatening to wipe Israel off the map of history. They've been supporting the Assad regime for years. But even though Israel is opposing Iran, they're being silent and they're not going to take sides in the civil war in Syria, which may ultimately go the wrong way. President Obama sadly wrote in his book, Dreams of Our Fathers, that if the winds of change blow in favor of the Muslims, that he's going to support the Muslims. And that has been his foreign policy, not only in Syria, but also we saw in Egypt, also in Benghazi. Look at, you know, we recently had the 12th anniversary of 9/11 when the Muslim terrorists flew those terrible, you know, hijacked planes and killed so many people, 2,996 people on 9/11 in 2001. But it was also the one-year anniversary of the Benghazi slayings when Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans were killed by Muslim terrorists. And, of course, Hillary Clinton went and testified before the Senate, and she was laughing about this, and she was having a great time. And she said, I take full responsibility for this. But at this point, what difference does it make? Well, I think it makes a big difference when your failed foreign policy costs American lives. I think she has an apology to make to the widows of those families.
I certainly concur, and I think that there's going to be certainly a lot of repercussions if the true story of what really happened to Benghazi ever comes out. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on what we're talking about and what's going on, our guest is Gordon Klingensmith. The telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 464-8295. But Gordon is having a wonderful opportunity to a debate to get his information out. But I think, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly we still are in a seething cauldron over there in Syria. And I don't know what's going to happen. I certainly do not believe that the Obama administration is going to wait until the middle of next year before doing anything about Syria. Well, basically, I think the Syrians are moving their chemical weapons into Iraq. They move some of it. They may move them into Iran. They may well, certainly moving them into Lebanon. And basically, how long is the Obama administration going to wait? This is exactly what Saddam Hussein did in 2003. What nobody will tell the American people is, where did Assad get his chemical weapons? Do you honestly think he made them in the bathtub? Do you think that they had the facilities to make sophisticated chemical weapons? And the truth is, no. I remember 2003 very well. We were preparing to invade Iraq. And basically, of course, this why Iraq, with the help of the Russians, packed up all of their chemical weapons and simply took them into Syria. I can remember very well, I talked to the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations at that time. He assured me that what was happening. Joel Skousen assured me that was happening. We had several other informed people who knew that was happening. And today, nobody ever asks, where did Assad get his chemical weapons? I always like to say, do you think he made them in the bathtub? Of course not. They're the chemical weapons he got from Saddam Hussein. But where did Saddam Hussein get those chemical weapons? We gave them to him, ladies and gentlemen. We gave Saddam those chemical weapons, and those were the weapons he used certainly on the people in Iran. The Iran military, he killed over 100,000 there. He killed at least 10,000 or at least 1,000 down in Kyrgyzstan with those chemical weapons. Those were American chemical weapons. And after the First World War, of course, along lot of them were blown up in the bunkers there. Do you remember when, after the first Gulf War, why there was a lot of talk about certainly blowing up certainly the bunkers there that contained weapons of mass destruction, and a lot of Americans got poisoned. And initially they said just a few thousand, and then they admitted 50,000 Americans were poisoned, but they were poisoned with American poison gas. Nobody will tell you that.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I wish you could have heard the conversation off air with Gordon, but he certainly was well aware of what I was talking about before we went to the break. And that is, of course, that the Saddam Hussein had transferred his chemical weapons to Syria. But we're never talking about that. Isn't it interesting with all these smart people we have out here? It's only Gordon and I who know that the chemical weapons that Assad has came from us, Iraq to Saddam Hussein. Well, we're out of time. Gordon, I hope we get you on not infrequently. I think you're a wonderful guest. I really enjoy having you. And if you have anything to you'd like to get on my networks, don't be bashful at all. Just give us a call. We'd love to have you on.
I'd love to. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our website is prayinjesusname.org.
Prayinjesusname.org. Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. That was Gordon Klingensmith. Ladies and gentlemen, certainly we need young people out there who are on the front lines of this battle. We're not going to be here for that much longer. But it's exciting to me to know that there are going to be a lot of people, certainly like guests for the first hour, Bradley Dean and certainly Gordon Klingensmith and others, who are going to be on the front lines of this battle when I'm not here. And hopefully this battle will continue for a good long while, because it's a battle for the souls of men. and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is the time when I have to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, and we do more talk radio, as far as I know, than any anybody else in the country, 5 hours every day of bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website. It's radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can watch many of our DVDs, or you can listen to our radio programs at least 4 hours a day are live, and we have archived the programs. Read our newsletters, read my Population Control Agenda monograph, and so many of the other things we have up there. But then, of course, we do hope that you'll get others to listen, because we're going to bring you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. And we have some wonderful guests sitting that have information you're not going to get through regular channels. And, of course, the information that I'm getting is that may very well be, an attack. Israel is going to attack Iran. I hope and pray that isn't true. But we're getting this from people who have intelligence connections, that Israel certainly is not going to wait indefinitely to neutralize Iran. If Iran is attacked, I fear Iran will attack America with certainly an electromagnetic pulse. One bomb will end America as we know it. And if you don't understand what this is all about, you need to call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and get our 4-CD set or a DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. On the threat of an EMP attack, or suddenly go up on the Internet and suddenly you get the Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack, the Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack for the year 2008. And they will tell you what's going to happen. There's not going to be any access to water. The banking system is going to break down. The communication system is going to break down. You're not going to have fuel for your automobiles and trucks. So the energy system is going to break down. There's not going to be availability of food. And basically, the healthcare system will break down. And the whole infrastructure of America will be destroyed. You need to get that report. It was the result of an 8-year congressional study, and totally suppressed. And the question is, why? Why have they blocked any effort to remedy the situation? It'd be relatively easy to do, and they're not allowing us to be done. Why? Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.